Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no. I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Since you listen to CITR, everyone knows you've got excellent taste in music. You've probably got a great record collection too. But think of all the money you've spent on music over the years. You're probably just waiting until your next paycheck to get new albums you want to hear, aren't you?
Well, it's time you start getting the discounts you deserve. With the Friends of CITR card, get up to 15% off of Beat Street, Vinyl, Scratch, Red Cat, and Audio Pile Records, as well as 16 other great local businesses. Friends cards are only $15 or free with the CITR station membership. Become a friend of CITR. Go to www.citr.ca and click Friends of for more details.
Thank you.
are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. I am your host. Time is just about 12 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock in the afternoon on this wonderful Thursday. I hope you guys are having an awesome week so far. I sure did. I actually don't remember a lot of things that I just have really terrible short-term memory, so I don't really remember all things that I do, especially this just within the last week or so. But I did go to the Biltmore. Oh, was it yesterday or was it the day before? It was the day before. It was Tuesday. Yeah, it was Tuesday night at the Biltmore. Fucked Up played. I've been talking about that show for weeks, and I went, and it was so awesome. I've seen them before, so it wasn't like it was a new concept to me. But I don't really know how to properly explain how good of a time it was, except that, you know, for the first time since I was probably like 16, I raged so hard at the show. I usually just kind of, you know, like after a while you get to a certain point where you go to a show and you kind of just like hold back and you're just really there to like watch the band or whatever. I don't know, I was also pretty drunk, so this may have had some influence on my actions, but I was just, like, at the front the whole time, just, you know, pretending to sing along, even though I didn't even know the lyrics for half the songs, and just, I was just raging my heart out, and it was one of those days where the next day I woke up with a whole bunch of, like, mystery party bruises, and my body hated me, but you know what? Had a good time, and if you were there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The same night, I think Turbo Negro also played at the Commodore, I believe it was, and I heard that was also a wicked awesome time. There's also hopefully you guys got to check out one of those two awesome shows, and there are a lot of really fun shows coming up in the near future as well, which I will be telling you about later today, as I always do. One show of note is Mastodon. Mastodon are playing this Thursday. They're playing at the It's next Thursday, the 23rd, at the Commodore, but I believe that show is sold out. So, boo earns for me, because I did buy a ticket. As soon as you lose, Marielle. I think that I would have learned my lesson by now or something. But I am going to get to some Fucked Up, just because I'm still really stoked on that show. It's such a good time. So I'm going to be playing some old Fucked Up for you. If you wanted to check out my playlist online, I do post them on the internet at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Yes, that is the address. And as always, you can download podcasts for my show and for other shows on CITR through our website, which is www.citr.ca. So check that shit out. And if you want to give me a call here in the studio, place a request like you guys always do, or just, you know, talk to me about whatever, I don't care. You can give me a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-CITR. See? Clever. Anyways, here is some old Fucked Up off of their album Hidden World on We All Fall Down.
It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
A long time ago, in a city far, far away.
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
So vote.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
Oh, screw this, whatever. Looks like the computer hates me. So I am going to tell you exactly what I played instead of trying to play something off of a computer that is apparently just a piece of crap. No, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. Rage calming. I just played a local band called Darkest of the Hillside Thickets off of their album Shadow Out of Tim. That song is called Blackout. Man, I really, really like this local band. They don't play shows very often, but probably the best time that I saw them was at the Penny Arcade Expo down in Seattle, which happened last August or so. Yes, I believe. End of August. And it's an annual video game convention. Happens every year. This year it's happening beginning of September, and you can even buy your tickets for it now, even though I checked up on the website and everything just says to be announced, sponsors to be announced, music to be announced, everything. Nothing is announced yet, but you know, like, even my friend Adam even bought his tickets and booked his hotel already, because, well, I guess on the other hand, really, you know, if you've been to it before, it's a good old geeky time. You spend a weekend with a bunch of other nerds and you play video games, and you know, that's all you really need to know. So that is happening beginning of September this year. And also, other nerdy things I wanted to announce is this coming Saturday, and actually for the past couple Saturdays, at the Rio Theater, which is on Broadway and Commercial, you can check out the Saturday morning cartoon party. It's exactly what it sounds like. You can go, I think you have to show up at 9 or 10 in the morning, which is pretty hard for someone like me. But if you could wake up in time, show up at the Rio, you can check out classic Saturday morning cartoons on the big screen. And they even, the guy who organizes, Torin from Darkest of the Hillside Thickets, has ordered cereal in. From like cereal that you can either only get in the States or Europe, or cereal that, you know, brings back memories, nostalgic cereal, if you will, and you get like a discount if you bring your own bowl and shit like that. So if you are feeling particularly nostalgic this weekend, check out the Saturday morning cartoon party, Rio, at like 9 or 10 or something like that. I don't remember. What was I going to tell you? And then before Darkest of the Hillside Thickets, I played Propagandy off of their latest album, Supporting Cast. That song is called Without Love. And I don't think... Yeah, before that, I played Fucked Up off Hidden World. That song is called Man Queller Man. And I started off today's show with a sword off of Age of Winters. That song was called Iron Swan. So awesome! Anyways, what did I want to play for you now? I was trying to play a band called Ghost of a Thousand off of the internet, but it wasn't really working. So maybe I'll try again later. Maybe I won't. We'll see. Maybe I can dig up the CD from somewhere in the CITR library if we have it. But for now, I'm going to get to the Bouncing Souls because I like them. And so that's good enough reason for me to play them on my radio show. And they're also coming to Vancouver this summer for the Vans Warped Tour with a bunch of other actually really awesome bands. Unlike last year. You know, last year's Warped Tour lineup, Marielle was not too impressed. But this year, looks like good times. I'm giving it the thumbs up right now, but you can't really see it. So I'm going to be playing some Bouncing Souls for you right now on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
built this cloud, I can break it. The world can't change how I feel, because I know it's a lie. My heart is real.
God!
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. You are listening to The Queers right now off of their album Monkey Brain. That song that I played for you was called Girl About Town, which is a cover, and I don't remember who it's originally by. I should. Before The Queers, I played This Is Hell off of their split 7-inch with the Cancer Bats. That was This Is Hell covering Shillelagh. Part of that, Gravemaker, their local band. They're on Small Man Records. They have a new album out called Bury Me at Sea. Is it out already? I don't know. It's new. The song was called Time Heals Nothing. So true. Before that, The Bouncing Souls off of How I Spent My Summer Vacation. That song was called Gone. Yeah. Sorry. Total mind blank for a second. If you wanted to check out my playlist online, you can do so. I do post them every week after my show at We All Fall Down, CITR.blogspot.com. And you can download podcasts for the show if, for whatever reason, you wanted to listen to my show again through CITR's website, which is www.citr.com. C-A. A while ago, I was trying to play a band called Ghost of a Thousand. They have a song called Left 4 Dead, which is actually a pretty good song. And it's also an awesome game, which is what I wanted to talk about. But, oh well. Maybe next week. What I wanted to tell you about right now, though, are some awesome shows coming up that you, fair listener, should be interested in. This Saturday, the 18th? Is that the Saturday? Yes, it is. Last of the Bad Men are playing at Pat's Pub. And now there's a band that doesn't play shows very often. It's probably because, like, half of the guys live in LA and then, like, a couple of them are here in Vancouver, so I don't really know how often that band gets to get together to jam, but they're playing Pat's Pub Saturday. Other things going on. Wow, this is all out of order. This is gonna be great. Beginning of May, you can check out Weaker Thans and the Constantines. They're playing together May 1st at the Commodore Ballroom. Pagan Fest is coming through Vancouver, featuring bands such as Blackguard, Moon Sorrow, Primordial, Swashbuckle, Tear, a bunch of other band names that I can't pronounce. How awesome. May 13th at the Commodore Ballroom. King Con and the Shrines are also coming back to Vancouver to play a show. I saw them play the Red Room here in Vancouver last August, and the show was sold out, and it was off of the hook. It was crazy. They're playing May 22nd at the Commodore Ballroom. What else is going on? Rancid and Rise Against are coming to Vancouver, a show that I don't even know if I want to go to. I really like Rancid, but they are playing at the Pacific Coliseum, which is seems to be the trade-off. It's a rather large venue. That is happening June 4th. Mastodon, like I said, are playing here in Vancouver, not this Thursday, but next Thursday, the 23rd at the Commodore Ballroom, but I do believe that show is sold out, so I lose. Testament are coming to Vancouver. They're playing with Unearth May 4th at the Commodore Ballroom. End of May, Taking Back Sunday. That is happening May 30th at the Commodore. The band that you are hearing right now, The Queers, they're playing a show here in Vancouver June 10th at the Red Room. They're playing with the Hot Toddies, the Isotopes, and Mansfields as well. I'll be playing the Isotopes for you in just a minute or so. The Black Lips, who have a new album out, which I might play for you today, are playing a show with Deer Hunter here in Vancouver, July 23rd at the Commodore Ballroom. Just announced fairly recently, Strung Out and Death by Stereo, so awesome, are playing May 9th at Richards on Richards. Get your tickets for that one because that will be a great show. Mark my words. Misery Signals are playing with Architects and Haste the Day, June 3rd at the Plaza. Isis is coming back to Vancouver June 19th, the Commodore Ballroom. And Gojira are playing with Carbomb and The Chariot. That is happening May 17th at Richards on Richards. Sorry for the show listings being all out of order, but, you know, at least you got them, right, guys? I try. I really try sometimes. Anyways, what was I going to tell you? I don't even know. Total mind blank. Doesn't even matter. Isotopes, right, they are local band, and I should have told Duncan, if you were listening to the show before mine, Duncan's Donuts, he ended off his show with a song about baseball, because he was talking about how much he really likes baseball. He's just kind of going on about it for a while. I should have told him about the Isotopes, or should have started my show with the Isotopes, because they are a local pop punk band that just so happens to be writing songs about baseball, and you will now be acquainted with them right now. This is the Isotopes on We All Fall Down on Mighty CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. Thank you very much to everyone that tuned in and called in this week. You guys are awesome. As always, that was a band called Converge off of arguably, the best Converge album, Jane Doe. The song is called The Broken Vow. Prior to that, The Mutators, a local band off their album Kill Me. The song is called Stevie Wonder Can See. And I started off that set with The Isotopes off of their Around the Horn 7-inch. That was the title track. If you wanted to check out my playlist online, I do post them on the internet at wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com, and podcasts can be found at citr.ca. So I'm going to leave you off now with some King Kong and Barbecue Show. I know the King Kong and the Shrines are coming to Vancouver, but I still like King Kong and Barbecue Show a bit more, just a little bit, okay, a lot more. So yeah, and I'm just going to play them. So yes, I hope you guys have an awesome weekend and a great week. I'll be back next Thursday. Stay tuned for Ink Studs. Robin isn't here today, so his show is pre-recorded. And then later on at 3:30, we have French Connection with Mary Ev. So stay tuned to CITR all day, every day. This is King Kong and Barbecue Show on We All Fall Down.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
fun.
While
fun
cloaks itself in a plethora of